thinking they didn't get sick then, like they do now.
Or else if they did, they just didn't do anything about it.
I just figured they didn't have enough to eat to make us sick, and now we're out.
Oh, my God.
All that.
But
you have to start. I mean, that's what I was wondering about. Can you just stop anytime?
Oh, yeah, you stop anytime. It's got a mechanism on it that just will, it's called, you know, they call it a pause, and it just stops the thing. I reckon I know the right one. Yeah, you get kind of confused, but,
well, is there anything I can do to help you rush it up?
Here,
they were talking about was about clothing.
Yeah.
You know,
now what would you call in the heavy thing you have to put on the winter when you go outside?
We didn't have it, and I don't know.
From
that day,
did you have coats?
Yeah, we had coats.
And then
I didn't understand your question.
Yeah, that was what you put on.
Well, now that was
in the winter time.
That was made at home from the time the Woolers took over the sheep.
Uh-huh.
We had the sheep and we sheared the sheep and they carted the wool. Well, they take it and have it carted at a little water powered outfit. And then all that stuff they wove it at home and the cotton the same way. So we had the beginning of everything we needed at home.
Well, even what men would wear, like what men wore. Did your mother make those?
Yes, sir. She wove that on the loom and made it.
Call
that jean.
You call that jean?
Yeah.
The part that she...
And for the women, they made linsey.
Oh.
It's a little lighter material, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
But still made out of wool. When you get in the suit of that good wool clothes, you can go out and lie down on the cold ground and sleep all night and never get cold.
Oh, boy. I bet that was really something. That was thick, I guess, to make it weave it close or something. Well, now what about what you've got on right there?
Well, we didn't have it then, but when we went to using it, we call it overalls.
Oh, but you didn't have that then. No, we
didn't have it.
Just wore these
waist pants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way they made our jeans, breeches, we call them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, what about if you had a coat and pants like together that matched? What would you call that?
We call that a suit.
Uh huh. Well, now, did you ever see one? Have you ever seen one that would have three pieces? It had something else that would button here that went in between the coat and your shirt, went over your shirt. What would you call that?
I don't know what that was called.
Did you ever, maybe a vest?
Vest,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wore them, but I forgot now. That wheat mine. I wore them.
You wore those too?
Yeah. And the wheat, some of the wheat mine.
Now, you put like a whole bunch of things in the pocket of your coat, and you might say it makes them stick out, or you might say it makes them something else. When you got so much in there that they stick out, you might. Would you ever say a bulge?
Yeah.
How would you? You might say that the pockets were. Would you say bulging out or just bulge? How would you?
Well, I guess we'd say running over.
Oh, running over. Oh, yeah.
Have them full and wouldn't hold them more and not hardly hold what they did have. We'd say, "Look, my pocket's full and running over."
And running over. So you really had too much to put in your pockets in those days.